This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, hour number two. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, all kinds of places. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline in 10 minutes. Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, the red-hot Yankees, who have closed it now, basically. Two games, two wins away from clinching the wild card one, and what a battle it's going to be. Could there be a four-way tie? It could happen. We'll discuss all that in 10 minutes. But first, Bart, I do want to let you know, as we will get back to calls here also in a moment, 888-SAY-ESPN. Everybody has something to say about what came first, Belichick or Brady, as far as what do you give credit for? Was it Brady that Belichick needed, or was it Belichick that Brady needed to become who he is today? But before we get to all that, I do think as we get ready for week four, we need to hear from Bart Stradamus. So, great Bart Stradamus, how are you today?
Oh, yes. I'm a little tired.
Are you?
Because you guys called on me yesterday.
We did have to reach out to you yesterday just for a moment, but today is always your day. It is Friday. And so, Bart Stradamus, before we get to some other major headlines, the one interesting thing is Patrick Mahomes is in last place. The Chiefs are in last place. What do you see happening this weekend for the Chiefs?
Before we start, because of the extra day, it may cost you a little.
Of course.
It may cost you a lot, but I promise you, Alan, it will cost you. Oh, my homeboy, in good hands. Not with Allstate, but with State Farm.
Progressive.
There are concerns. For the first time, my homeboy is turning over the pigskin. And the defense ranks 28th. But oh yes, as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, so shall the chefs. I'm sorry, I'm looking in the mirror because I'm on the other side. The Chiefs. Yes, I see smoke. Is it brisket? No!
What is it?
Josh Gordon has puff, puff, passed. But they no longer test for cannabis. Oh, yes. It is outdoor. Snoop would be proud.
We will actually get to that in a second. Now, you know what? Let's do that one next.
Oh.
So since you brought up Snoop, what are you seeing with this? The announcement of halftime at the Super Bowl in L.A., led by Dr. Dre. Snoop will be there. Kendrick Lamar. I mean, star Mary J. Blige.
Oh.
What else could you see happening on that stage at halftime, oh, Bart Stradamus?
I feel the presence of rap royalty, of present and future. Whoa! Oh!
You okay?
I feel the spirit from the past. A hologram!
A hologram.
And a spirit of Tupac Shakur. It ain't nothing. I say it again. It ain't nothing but a gangsta party. So says Snoop. So says Pac. So says E. Easy. and the NWA.
Oh.
A reunion.
The NFL has finally got it right. I may come from the dark side and get a ticket myself. Because this one, oh my child, will be a halftime for the ages.
Okay, okay, I know your strength. I know your strength is.
Stop smoking! You're getting my spirit high!
But oh, it feels good.
Why are you smiling? A Tupac hologram at halftime of the Super Bowl. You foresee that. That would be amazing. By the way, one last thing, because I know your strength is waning right now. I know. just relax. So Sunday night, we've talked a lot about Tom Brady's return to Foxborough, but we also know things do happen at Foxborough. So what do you foresee Sunday night at Gillette Stadium?
Brady is weak. He's so tired. The idiots of Providence have struck again. They pull the fire alarm. They disrupt terrific Tom's rest. Oh, it shall not be enough. I see avocado, eggs, and toast. Wheatgrass. Oh, yes. Tom is getting his strength back.
And then what happened?
No risky. No bisky. But oh, Tom can't get the call.
Why?
Bill. When will you learn? You can't use your Patriot tricks on terrific Tom. He anticipated you would jam the system of his microphone in his ear. I see an Apple Watch with a speaker in communication and Rob Gronkowski with a Gronk spike. Get up, Craig. Craig, rise. Sorry, mac and cheese has been imprinted in the turf.
And he must.
He will not rise because Brady stands victorious in Gillette. Oh.
You good? Okay.
Stop smoking!
Okay.
I'm not even talking about you.
All right, Bartradamus, we will let you rest and catch your breath. That's that. So the communications are going to cut out on Brady. Josh Gordon will actually be an impact player for the Chiefs. And what was the other one?
And we shall see nothing but a gangster party.
Oh, that's right. How could I forget the Tupac hologram at halftime?
What happened?
With also, a lot happened. You have a funny, yeah, that happened. You have a funny grin on your face, though, right now.
What happened?
It's strange. It's interesting, I would say. Okay. Wow, that was special. I have to say, that was definitely special. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Michael Kay is going to join us here in a couple of seconds, but let's grab a couple of calls while we can, while you can also still catch your breath as we discuss Brady and Belichick. Shane in North Carolina. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, you guys. How's it going, Bart?
Good.
Can't wait.
What up?
Who's this new guy here? This is when I was getting used to Carlin.
I didn't hear that because they were talking to my ear. I missed that. Did you say so? I missed that.
Oh, I just said, hey, Bart, man, what's going on, man? Can't wait. And I was wondering who this new guy was, Bart, just when I was getting used to Carlin out there. Y'all switched it back up on me.
I'm the new guy.
He's the original guy.
Yeah, I know.
I appreciate you, Shane. No, it's funny. So what do you feel like about Brady Belichick? I mean, I feel like Bill created the environment for Brady to become Brady. It starts with Bill. And that's, to me, where it begins, and you have to give him credit where credit's due, where other people like Bart feels like, no, Brady was the one that allowed that gave Belichick all these wins, all these rings and everything else. What do you feel?
Once again, Bart's right. I think they're both great, obviously, but Tom Brady is the GOAT, and I don't even like New England. But that man has left so much money on the table, he's a big reason any of this stuff has happened. But in the record without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick has a losing record. He's, 54-61 in games without Tom Brady.
I would love when they do that research.
All right, thank you, Shane. Thanks for starting another fight between Bart and I. All right, we'll get back to the calls on that. But right now, let's
Shane,
go.
See ya!
Let's go right to the Goodyear Hotline. And that is, of course, the trademark call of Michael Kay, who joins us right now, the voice of the Yankees.
We always quote our sources.
Michael, how are we doing?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Man, it looks like you might be getting some extra bonus time. We might be hearing Michael Kay a little bit longer, man. What say you about these Yankees? It looks like they're streaking.
They are streaking, and that's what they've done all year. And, DJ LeMay said about 2 weeks ago, we're the streakiest team he's ever been on, he said. And maybe we have a good streak ahead of us, and they did. They've won 8 of their last 9. They went on a road trip in Boston and Toronto, the two teams that had a beat. They won 5 out of 6, and Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton have taken the team on their shoulders and said, come with us, and they've all played very well. I could say it's surprising, but nothing this team does surprises me, whether when they lose or they win. It's been that sort of year.
It is absolutely that. That's really what they had. They've taken us on this roller coaster, and you've said this a lot on your show in New York, Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN, is that it's they are all or nothing. They are that. They hit home runs, and when they do, they're unbeatable. They're an unstoppable force, and it's just when that dries up for a while, they can look really bad. Now, pitching has been fairly steady. I think, actually, the bullpen has been a big part of that steadiness lately. But what concerns do you have about what Gerrit Cole looked like in his previous start when obviously he's the guy that you would be looking to not only in a wild card game, but also if they do get to advance from that wild card to be that ace in the postseason to help them maybe get to a World Series?
I guess there's some level of concern. He's still their best pitcher by far. And in a big game, that's the guy that I would want on the mound. And he's pitched a lot of big games for them. He's had some great moments, even after, the sticky stuff got outlawed. I guess it was a disappointment to him and the Yankees, the way he pitched the other night in Toronto. But, anytime he goes on the mound with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, he could dominate a team. So I'm not that worried about him. But, he's almost a microcosm of the team, although he's had many more good moments than bad moments. The only puzzling thing, guys, to me, he's made 30 starts, and, if he doesn't win the Cy Young Award, and Robbie Ray likely will, he's going to finish second. But the Yankees are 16-14 in his 30 starts, and that's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, that is an interesting stat, that one. I don't even think I think that does, though, lends to the idea that this team is very unpredictable. Is that the part that, by the way, you mentioned Robbie Ray. I'm watching yesterday. That sixth inning was something special. But as I'm watching, I'm thinking to myself, what kind of teammates does he have that lets him go out there on the mound wearing like a medium jersey? I mean, that was the weirdest look.
They have fun with it. They have like T-shirts with it, and his pants. I think he was painted on, and kind of lends a whole new meaning to the word splitter.
I just like it certainly does, but that's like he had like jeggings on. I think the pants were, but just the jersey alone was just so tight. The upper body, like it, and it's one thing if
that's
you're built like Bart Scott.
That's what the young kids do now.
Oh, I get it, but if you're built like you, Bart, that's one thing you want to you want to wear it tight. Like I know Luke Voigt likes it a little extra tight, leaves a couple of buttons open, different story. But I mean, I don't know if Robbie Ray's got that kind of physique, to do that. Man. So regardless. Regardless of all that fun stuff that obviously you guys have, I know you love chaos, and we have seen all the different scenarios of what would be a four-way tie and how that would all play out. But at this point, because of where the Yankees are, and they are playing a Rays team that's kind of got it wrapped up, is it pretty unlikely that we're going to get to see that kind of chaos?
I think four teams is out because all the Yankees have to do is win 1 of 3, and then Toronto's eliminated. But a three-team still can happen. Like if Tampa Bay takes 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, And then the Red Sox and the Mariners sweep. Well, you've got a three-way tie, and then that's chaos. So that could be fun. The one thing that I do dismiss, Alan, is that the Rays have nothing to play for. The Rays would like nothing better than to knock the Yankees out. I mean, there's no love lost between these two teams. And also, the first two games of the series, Shane McClanahan and Shane Baz, they could really, really pit. So in the old days, I think I would tend to agree with you when you could expand to 40 men in September. Mm. But, you know, all year for the first 5 months, it's a 26-man roster. And then when it comes September 1st, it's 28. So it's not like you could reach down and play the minor league kids or play some scrubbinis. Everybody on that Tampa Bay roster is really good. So it's unless the players go out there and don't try, which I don't think is going to happen, I think they're going to be representative games. I really do.
But would they want to let the Yankees get in because they feel like they're
own them?
Yeah, they own them and they can get them in and say, okay, much like the Bengals did against us, 2009, they rested everybody, didn't play hard, and because they knew if they didn't, the matchup would eventually be with us the next week, and that's not what they didn't get what they thought they were getting. We beat them, so maybe the Rays says, okay, strategically, let's get the Yankees in here because if they get in here, we have no problems with them.
I will tell you what. Be careful what you wish for, because obviously when you make plans like that, as you just showed with football, it could go awry. You know, what you wish for could end up biting you. But this Yankee team, the way it's playing right now, no one wants to play them. No one. I mean, it's a lineup that's very difficult to navigate. So I don't think that the Rays would sit back and go, yeah, I definitely want a piece of the Yankees. And if they get him, they're not going to be afraid of him. The Rays are really a good team. They're the best team in the American League. But I don't think that that's what they're going to angle for and lose on purpose. So even if they lost on purpose, let's say Gerrit Cole pitches on Tuesday in the wildcard game, has a bad game, they don't even see the Yankees anyway. So right. I can't see that happening. Now, are they going to play like their hair is on fire? Absolutely not. But they're really good ball players. They probably have some personal goals they want to reach. And these two kids that are pitching today and tomorrow, they want to pitch well. They want a spot in the playoff rotation as well. So I think they're going to give it their all, but will they play like, will he operate the bullpen as if it's a must-win? No, because it's not a must-win, but I think they're going to try to win.
Talking to Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, of course, also the voice of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York City on the Goodyear Hotline. Aaron Judge and what he's done in this stretch, he and Stanton, the two of them together, really have been exactly, what they envisioned this would be with these two guys in the lineup and the way they've been mashing. And because of the maddening ups and downs of the season, not a lot has been talked about. And you've talked about it a lot on your show. The fact that Judge has been relatively, knock on wood, of course, healthy that this whole season. And that's always been the concern. Not can he play, it's can he stay healthy enough to do what he did in 2017 when he was a runner-up for MVP? So with that in mind, what these two guys can do and the fact that they've been healthy, is that what makes them that, even though they're unpredictable, that's what makes them dangerous in a postseason series, is because of what they've looked like consistently throughout this season?
I think it's the big difference in them. You know, and as you said earlier, I've been saying this the whole year, and everybody knows, the Yankees hit home runs, they're going to win games. Yeah. That's just how they do it. They don't create runs, especially. The only time they did was when everybody was hurt and they were playing Velasquez and Allen and players like that, and they had to create runs. But this is a team that's going to win if they hit three-run home runs, and that's what these two guys do. It makes that lineup so difficult, especially in the first inning, and the added spice that they have now is Rizzo. So, if a manager falls into the trap and brings in a left-handed pitcher to get Rizzo, well, then you got to stay in for three batters. You're going to have to face Judge and Stanton as well.
Yeah.
And that's what Cora did in Boston when Stanton hit that grand slam. He brought in Darwinson Hernandez to get Rizzo, and Stanton standing there on deck and going, he better get him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't.
They didn't
walk
him.
Stanton hit one onto Lansdowne Street. Yeah, he didn't even walk him. It's ridiculous how people don't know how to pitch to this guy. I had a former manager text me during one of the games and said, how's anybody pitching to Stanton when Gallo's sitting behind him? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
If you have a base open, and David Cohn has always told me that everybody goes, the only base that you can have open is if first base is open. He said, that's nonsense. He said, if you have third base open, you have a base open. He said, so you just get rid of the batter that you don't want to face and face the guy that you think you can get. So maybe they're going to pitch him differently in the postseason, but I will tell you this, everybody forgets, last year in the postseason, Stanton was a beast. I mean, he almost carried them to the American League Championship Series. So this guy's a really good player when he's healthy, and obviously Judge is a great player when he's healthy as well.
Michael, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's going Barshadamas on us
No, I'm bipolar today. One of my other personalities came out. But
that's the Snoop stuff.
can Severino get stretched out enough to maybe give them four innings, or is he just to the bullpen?
Essentially, can they use him as a starter?
Yeah, can they use him as
or an opener,
semi-openers, so to speak? Can he get stretched out? Is enough time to get him stretched out a little bit more? And how what kind of impact can he have in the postseason if they get there?
I don't think they could stretch him to four. I think if they really wanted to gamble and roll the dice, they could stretch him to three. He's already given them two. He looks great. Even in this role, he's an unbelievable weapon for them. Unbelievable. All of a sudden, it doesn't make you think about the loss of Britton.
Yeah.
Because, who's going to pitch the eighth inning? Well, Chad Green is straightened out. And everybody, Alan knows, and Bart, in New York, everybody wants to jump on Aaron Boone for everything. And when the Yankees are struggling, their bullpen was a mess. Mm-hmm. Everybody was hurt. Everybody was overused. Their bullpen now is a weapon again. And you have the Loaisiga back. You have Herman.
Big addition.
You have Severino to go along with Holmes. And then you have Joely Rodriguez and Wandy Peralta. The one guy I worry about the most, I got to be honest with you, is Chapman, because it's still a thrill a minute when he pitches in the ninth inning. But the rest of the bullpen, it's ready for a postseason run. The way it is right now, all a starter has to give them in the postseason is four-plus innings, and they can cover the other outs.
Yeah, and that's the formula. Brian Cashman looking at everybody now, right? Like saying, okay, you criticize me, but this is the formula, and it's working. It's getting them to the finish line right now, and that's what we have to see. And at least Chapman last night, as you guys were talking about in the broadcast, when he's throwing strikes, that's when he's effective, if he can just do that. But it is a thrill a minute with him. And hopefully they can figure that part out, because they look like, now it could be ups and downs, who knows, but you always want to be peaking at the end. It looks like that's what they are doing. Michael, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. All the best. Good to talk to you.
Bye, have a good weekend, guys.
All right. The great Michael Kay. And, of course, if you're in New York City, you hear him on 98.7 ESPN starting at 3 o'clock right after we are done in New York City. We are done right here, Bart Scott, but we do have more to come, including your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And there's no shortage of opinions, of course, on Sunday night's Bucks-Pats game. One former Patriot, however, agrees with me, Bart. He gives the edge to Belichick. So we'll get to all that. But first, Bart has this from Straight Talk. Yeah, straight talk. Yeah, come on. Bart Stradamus should have seen this coming. Does he not see this coming?
Jeez.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better. Now, this is not straight talk. This is DraftKings, Bart Scott. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, 120. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before. With a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use code BART. That's right, B-A-R-T. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code BART. Get a free shot at millions in total prize with your first deposit. That's code
BART.
Only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. More next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Let me ride. Hell yeah. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save in as little as 3 minutes. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Before we get back to calls, Bart Scott, it's the middle of the show. What time is it?
Audio Files.
Audio Files. The Audio File.
It's time for any excuse to use the gong. Thank you, Greg Olson. All right. So, we keep talking about this big game we have coming up on Sunday night. It's what everybody's talking about. And, of course, when I say everybody, everyone has something to say about this matchup. So, with that in mind, how about you, Tom Brady? What was the experience like in New England, and how are you going to feel when you hit that field?
20 years in New England was incredible. I learned a lot. You know, come out here for a year and a half, I've learned a lot. So I have nothing but incredible thoughts, memories, emotions towards all the kind of football experiences I've had. And that's obviously one that was the longest. I still have a lot of great friends there, but they know I want to kick their butt this week. So they'll know exactly how I'm feeling once I'm out there.
How I'm feeling. It sounds like he's feeling under the weather, Bart Scott.
Yeah, that's my throat. They ain't got nothing to do with my arm. So says Tom Brady.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on
give him
that.
Some Manuka, give him some Manuka, honey.
Keep an eye on that situation. The throat did sound like he was a little bit under the weather. Meanwhile, the other quarterback in this game that we aren't talking about, in fact, Mac Jones,
who?
Wouldn't even say Tom Brady's name.
Who?
But what he wants us to know is this game. Is it really just about you versus Tom?
It's really just us against the other team, and that's how it always will be. It's not like one person versus one person. So I think that a lot of it is 11 on 11. That's what goes into it, and that's how they're going to look at it. That's how every team looks at it. It's just you're getting a chance to compete in a primetime game, and it just kind of is what it is. With pressure, you just got to focus on doing what you're supposed to do, and people who have jobs in high-pressured situations, that's what they do. They do their job really well, and they prepare really hard. So it's all you can control.
Can you remember when...
Would that be one where everybody just starts going, him?
Yes. Yeah, that is a... Man, do we have that button?
We do.
Please, can we him well, first before I start with the hell I need to say?
Is that, like, for those who don't know? Let me find it now because it's on a different page. Man, I don't have it on my page.
Yeah,
Go ahead and hit it.
I mean, come on.
Him. Yeah. It's This is kind of like what the Ravens would have done if Mac Jones was saying that in a group setting.
Like, have some awareness, bro. Like, listen, did you hear what Tom said? Tom ain't act like he ducking it. Certain things you can't duck.
But you're
like,
a rookie. He can't. What is he going to say?
Bro.
What is he going to say? He's a rookie.
It's us versus. First of all, he don't say Tom Brady's name the other day. Now he doesn't even say the team they playing name. Hey, bro, what the hell are you talking about?
It's just only versus an OT.
Only the entire world is talking about this game. This game ain't just being talked by a sports fan. I guarantee you they're talking about it on Good Morning America. I guarantee they're showing
the
it on.
The Today Show was literally in Foxborough this morning.
You understand what
NBC
I'm saying.
NBC is all
like,
over this
bro,
game.
Bro, if you don't have that type of awareness, you think you're going to go in here with a slow heartbeat and it's just another game? Bro, you're going to learn that it's levels to this. You got regular season. You got preseason tempo.
Yeah.
You got regular season tempo. You got nighttime prime TV tempo, and you got playoff tempo and Super Bowl tempo. Bro, you in the middle of primetime revenge, I hate you, beef. You in the middle of the beef. You know how you walk with your boy and somebody, some dude jump out? You're like, yo, what's this about? Do you have time to ask what it's about?
No.
Do you have time to get into the minutia and the details about what the hell's going on?
Wait, explain to me first why they don't like you.
Or do you just get ready to knuckle up and swing? Bro, you better get ready before Tom come here with that smile and that beautiful cleft chin and all that stuff is in front of you and he punch you right in the face, right? Don't get fooled with trickery before you know you're in a damn fight. Bro, but you better knuckle up because they are coming to make a point out of you. You looking around and say, who's the fish? You the fish.
Uh-oh.
You the fish. And they coming to fillet your butt. Man, you better get your mind ready. Bro, I would have got, bro, see, somebody better get him five fingers to the face before the defense do it.
You're worried about Mac Jones in this game, aren't you?
Yes, because he's not, he need to be built up for this. He need to be pumped up like he was for, like, a national championship
game.
All
right, he might be, but it doesn't do him any good to say anything or trash talk or nothing. So he's just trying to keep it as boring and just saltine cracker as possible.
No, he should have came here and said, I'll be Mac Jones. All right, listen, I understand that Tom Brady's a great player. He's been here for a long time. He is New England. I'm not trying to fill his shoes. I'm just trying to be the best quarterback, the best Mac Jones I can be. Nobody can ever replace him. He's the greatest. That's giving him his flowers. But, hey, I got a job to do. I'm ready to compete. I've been competing my whole life, and I'm ready for the challenge. Boom. Nobody got no beef, no stuff. You gave Tom Brady his credit.
So he had a bad rider. Yeah, he needs a better writer.
Yeah, I don't know who his ghostwriter is.
Yeah, he needs a better writer. All right, last but not least, you and I had ourselves a battle earlier on in the show when we were debating with each other whether it's Bill Belichick who created Tom Brady because he created the environment for Tom to be great, or is it Tom Brady that created Bill Belichick's mystique as a coach because his success and maniacal, you know, approach to the game and leadership and all that other stuff, preparation, allowed Bill to win so much that he gets credit for being a great coach. You and I went back and forth on that. How about a former Patriot, Ty Law? I think it sounds like to me he's on my side, Bart Scott.
I've known Coach Belichick to bring out something that we haven't seen as a player. Like, where did that come from? You know what I mean? So he probably has a trick up his sleeve. He's played and he's had so many different, you know, personnel, so he can play around a little bit. But as far as Tom playing against him, we haven't seen that much. So I think the advantage somewhat will go, you know, to Belichick because Tom hasn't played against everything that he's thrown at him.
Please say it for the people in the back, Ty Law. I'll ring the gong for that.
Let me tell you, who got the best quarterback?
We're talking about this game.
Who got the best quarterback?
We're not talking about this game.
I'm asking a question. Who got the best quarterback?
In the game?
Yes.
Of course the Bucks do.
Who got the best players?
The Bucks have the better roster.
So how the hell do whatever he listen? You can throw the greatest game plan ever. If you ain't got the horses, you ain't got the horses.
Right. What's that have to do with what we were just talking about?
Yeah, but I see how you decided to choose Ty Law's spot, but you didn't put Asante Samuel spot up
there.
No,
I did not.
Yeah, exactly. Strategic.
Well, that's why I have control.
Say who has the button. You treat me like Scotty.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
You treat me like Scotty, Captain Kirk. You at least treat me like the Doc or Captain Spock.
That is Audio Files. And yes, I am very much in control. And it's brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. So you heard Michael Kay mention it. We talked with him about it, the voice of the Yankees. What happens if four teams in the American League, and it's possible, four, end up in a four-way tie for the last two wild card spots? Chaos. Are you rooting for it? We'll tell you exactly what would happen. And, of course, we got your calls coming up as well. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We got Swagoo joining us in the 2 o'clock hour. Hell yeah.
We won't ease a.
We've got to talk about more games other than, obviously, Brady Belichick. And this is a big week four and a lot of interesting matchups. We will do that with Swagoo coming up next. Of course, your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But I just wanted to just explain it for everybody because this is a huge baseball weekend because not everything's been decided. Okay, so the Astros yesterday clinched the AL West. The Braves clinched the NL East once again. Giants magic number for the NL West is 2. As both they and the Dodgers continue to win. The Mariners move into a tie for the second wildcard spot. Now you have four teams really in play here. And that's, as we mentioned to Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees earlier in the hour, is, you know, that chaos moment for baseball. Yeah. What happens if you've got four teams that are all tied for that for two wildcard spots? What do they do? So here's how it works. So the four teams, let's say they all end up that way, and it could. It's the Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners, and Blue Jays. You see it on ESPN Plus right now. And so it could happen where they all finish with the same record. So what happens is each team, each of the four, is assigned an A, B, C, or D designation, and that is based on their winning percentage against the other three teams. Okay? And I know it sounds challenging, but it gives credence to the regular season. How did I do against these three other teams, and so you each given an A, B, C, or D. And in that case, then A plays B as the host, and C plays D as the host. And then the winners of those two are the wild card winners. Sounds pretty simple, right? And you just get that done, and you move on. And then you then play the wild card against, you know, again, the appropriate team. So that's basically it.
Chinese arithmetic.
No, it really doesn't sound that difficult, but it would be pretty crazy. But I just feel like, again, like shouldn't regular season matter? Like, regular season should absolutely matter, and all tiebreakers should be based on the fact that I am better than the rest of you. So why should I have to now prove it again? Yeah. That's the only thing I'm saying. Like, I have a better record. So the A team should say, I should get wild card one because my record against these other three clowns are better than them against me. So I already took care of business. Otherwise, why are we playing 162?
Yeah, the head-to-head should matter.
So why is the other teams that might not, especially the team that has the lowest winning percentage against the other three, why are you getting a chance?
Yeah.
You shouldn't get a chance. Now, the NBA has the 7-10 play-in because they want more teams involved, and it's fun. Baseball already has wild cards set up for this reason.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it happens. It might not. Who knows? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I mean, we talk about the postseason, but it's like, what about the teams that didn't make it? I mean, when you said the Braves won it again after they weren't in first. Yeah, they weren't in first place for like 126 days or something
crazy
like that.
The Mets dominated the division for most of the season.
That's what I'm saying. So for them to come back, like, how disappointing? Who's more disappointing, the Mets or are the, you know, the Padres? I mean, because the Padres
with all the money they spent and star power that they have.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the time.
Yeah, like, Padres are pretty disappointing. You have to admit that.
Then they might have the MVP there.
Padres, Angels, and Mets, if you're baseball, really like just ultimately disappointing teams, right? By far. Easily disappointing teams. All right, Eddie is in Dallas. Eddie?
Yeah,
I'm
right
Dr. Pepper call-in line. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
We're good. Looking forward to this week. What do you got?
Oh, man, this Han right now and Bart?
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
Hey, man, Bart, you a great man. This one's for Han, so I just want y'all to listen right now. This is the hot take right here.
Go.
You don't have to talk about this no more. Let's just get straight to Belichick. Since Han think Belichick is the one that made Brady, just some questions for you. What was Belichick's record if he was the one that put in this culture, let you say?
He did.
The Patriot way? If he could do that with Cleveland, did it happen? No, sir.
He had, you know what, Eddie, he had Cleveland heading in the right direction before they pulled the plug on the franchise, man.
Now we got directions. Now we got directions.
Well, this happens overnight.
I'm going to give you all the smoke real quick. I'm going to give you all of Belichick real quick. So Cleveland, you said in the right direction, but it still was the wrong direction because he was out of there.
No, he wasn't out of there. The franchise pulled the plug. They pulled the plug on the franchise.
Wait, let me give it to you. When he first came to New England, was the Patriot way with Brett Bledsoe so great? No, sir, it wasn't. And then when the second year, when he started with Bledsoe, what did they start out?
0-2
until the chosen one, until Jesus' favorite
Quinn
came on the scene.
Oh, Eddie, I love it. You know, you do what I do, Eddie. That's why I respect you. You use your facts to your advantage, and you skip over some of the other little details, and I respect that. Eddie, we got to run, but I'll leave it right
Eddie
there.
Eddie was right on point.
Oh,
hit
man.
The goal. Hit
I
the
like
goal,
the way
man.
He does it. Yes, Eddie, for sure. Swagoo next as we go around the NFL Week 4. Say goodbye to ESPN+.